right, so this is a Sunday school talk, so if I can get all the kids to come up here. While they're doing that, I'd like to thank brothers and sisters from Houston. I know it took a lot of effort to put this gathering on, and I think it's seventh or eighth year that we've had it out here, and it keeps getting better and better. So definitely wanted to thank all the brothers and sisters from Houston and their efforts, and also to wanted to extend the love and greetings from the Lampasas Ecclesia, especially those that couldn't make it here today. But so the verse that we have for this talk is found in 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22, and it says, "And Samuel said, Hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams." Good morning, Sunday School scholars. Does everyone see this poster that I put up? Maybe you were wondering what this was all about. Can you tell me what, somebody tell me what this might be right here? Other than my kids? Does my kids know? Yeah, just blurt it out. Half of a heart. That's right. That's right. Yeah, that's a good guess. That's a good guess, but what we're looking for is, yeah, that's half of a heart. So this, we just mentioned this talks on obedience, right? So what does half of a heart have to do with obedience? Anybody take a guess at that? Yeah, blurt it out. What? Half obeying? Yeah. That's right. That's right. We see in Mark chapter 12, verse 29, we see a scribe, which is supposed to be an expert in the law of Moses, asking Jesus what the first commandment was. What's the greatest commandment? And Jesus answered him, "The first of all the commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love thy Lord, the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these." And the scribe answered, and the scribe said unto him, "Well, master, thou hast said the truth, for there is one God, and there is none other but he. And to love him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the soul, and with all the strength, and to love his neighbor as himself, is more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices." So this is the scribe agreeing with what Jesus says. He says that, yeah, to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart is more important than all the burnt offerings and sacrifices that they could do. We see in Luke chapter 10, verse 27, it says, "And he answering said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself." So we see the greatest commandment, the greatest thing that God wants from us is all of our heart, not just half of our heart. So all of us. So we'll complete this heart here, this beautifully done heart that I can't take credit for, but... Have you guys heard the story of Saul and the Amalekites from the opening verse that we just read in this talk? God told Saul to completely destroy all the Amalekites and all that they had, to leave nothing. Do you remember what Saul and his men did? They took the Amalekite stuff with them instead of destroying it. When Samuel confronted Saul about this, when Samuel said, "Hey, Saul, weren't you supposed to destroy everything? What are you doing with the Amalekites' possessions? They're things." Well, Saul knew that he was caught red-handed. What did Saul say? He said, "Well, the men that were with me, they kept all the best stuff of the Amalekites, but they only did this so they could sacrifice these things to the Lord." And this seems reasonable, right? I mean, it was for a good cause. God commanded them to observe the law of Moses, right? And sacrifices were a part of the law of Moses. It seemed okay, but it wasn't. That's the biggest thing that we all in this room, not just you guys, face. It's the biggest thing that we need to watch out for. To only follow part of what God tells us to do. And it's easy. It's easy to listen to what the world has to say. It's okay to not do something that we're supposed to. It's okay to just do what feels right, is what the world tells us. The Bible says that we cannot serve God and mammon. And this means that we cannot do both. We can't serve God and the world. So we see that Saul didn't obey everything that God told him to do and that it was wrong. There's another example of halfway obeying God in the Bible that we see in the first reading that we read today. The people were complaining to Moses. Moses led them out of Egypt and they were thirsty and just thinking of themselves. They said, "Why didn't you just leave us in Egypt instead of us dying here in the wilderness?" They had already forgotten how bad it was in Egypt because they were thinking of themselves and not God and their neighbor. So Moses comes to God with this issue of them complaining. And God tells Moses to speak to the rock for water this time. Earlier in the journey, we remember that Moses was told to hit the rock with his rod and water would come out. But this time, God tells Moses to speak to the rock instead of hitting it. And Moses hits the rock. And do you remember what God told Moses and Aaron? Yeah. Y'all can... That's right. That's right. Yeah. And God tells Moses and Aaron that they were not going to be able to lead the Israelites into the land that they had been journeying to. And can you imagine? Moses had been traveling with these Israelites and that had done nothing but complain and told them it was Moses' fault. And they did this over and over and over again. And Moses always prayed to God for God to forgive them for their complaining. And finally, out of frustration, he hits the rock instead of speaking to the rock. If we didn't have the Bible to read about it, it might seem to us that it wasn't that big of a deal, right? I mean, all he did was hit the rock with his rod. Why was it such a big deal? Well, first of all, we cannot judge a situation like God can. We cannot say that something is not a big deal if God commands us not to do it, no matter the situation. We cannot say, "Well, so-and-so did this to me, and I was so mad that I did this, and think that it's okay that we did it." Or, "I was just trying to do the right thing, even though I knew that it was wrong." My daughter loves to hear a "for instance" when we read the Bible readings at night. So we have a "for instance" for you guys. What if on the way to this gathering, my car that I was driving broke down on the highway right next to a car dealership? Can you imagine it? I mean, I'm the head of my family. It's my job to get them to this gathering. You know, all of us need to be at this gathering. And I was asked to give a talk, so I have to be here. I've got to make it. And it's about to be dark, and we can't be in Houston after dark without a place to go. And this new car at this car dealership right beside the road that I broke down on, the door is open. And you can you believe that the keys are in the ignition? It would be okay if I just borrowed this very new, very fast car to get to this gathering, right? I mean, after the gathering, we'll drop the car right back off on the way home, and the dealership may not even notice that I borrowed their car. I mean, my intentions are good, and I'm trying to do the right thing, right? This seems like a silly example. Of course, I cannot steal a car to make it to the gathering. Just like we cannot do what we know is wrong and justify it by trying to do the right thing. The danger that you face, young people, the danger that we all face is that our flesh and the world tells us that it's okay when it's not. So how do we know what God wants us to do? Has anybody got a guess? Just blurt it out. Let me hear it. Yes. Yeah. Quick to the draw there. That's good. Yes, we definitely need to read the Bible every day with our parents and talk about the things that we read. This is the only way that we will keep the world out of our decisions and God in our decisions. And speaking of parents, we haven't even talked about one of the commandments yet about obedience that you probably thought we would be talking about, right? Does anyone know what that commandment I'm speaking of? Maybe? Yeah, that's exactly right. That's right. We see in Ephesians, children, obey your parents in the Lord. See, it's not all on you guys to read the Bible and understand how God wants you to grow up and what He wants you to do. Your parents will lovingly guide you and help you make decisions that you need to make. This verse isn't in the Bible so that your parents can make you miss out on doing fun stuff and make your lives miserable. This verse is here for several reasons. First, so that you learn to respect and honor authority. This is one of the most important things to learn growing up, so that you can learn how to respect and honor God. But this verse is here because our parents have been around longer than us, and they have read and understand God's commandments better than we do and can help us make wise decisions. We all fail and make mistakes. And your parents have made a lot more mistakes than you have and have learned from them and can teach you about them so that you do not make the same mistakes that they made. We know how tough it will be for you to stay separate from the world. As your classmates take part in holidays at schools and do worldly things that look so fun, but this teaches all of us to look for the kingdom that we keep talking about, right? Do we remember Lot's wife? She looked back at the city instead of straightway going from the city. She longed for all the worldly things that Sodom and Gomorrah represented. This is an example to all of us to not look on the activities of the world with wishes that we could take part of them. What we are a part of, what you are a part of, is more than everything fun you could imagine in the world. As you grow older, you will realize this, that loving parents and grandparents and all of us love you and want what is best for you. We're not trying to make you sad that you're not taking part of the fun things that you see around you in the world, but to show you how much you mean to us and how great being part of the truth really is. And I didn't get to grow up in the truth. You guys are growing up in an environment full of love. And the older you get, the longer you are in the truth, the more that you'll grow to appreciate this. So we bring this topic of obedience to a close. What you have to know is the importance of coming to gatherings like this and doing much as we can around the truth. As we approach the return of Christ, the world will only get stronger in making us think that something's okay when it's not. We must remember that it's the whole heart that God wants from us. And not half. We have a verse at the bottom of this poster that we wanted to focus on. And remember, we mentioned it already. But thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind. Appreciate y'all's attention.